Out of the night, grim shadows rise. The steel of vengeance finds its mark. The commandos have struck again. Columbia presents Chip Davis, Commando, the story of an American and his exciting adventures in Britain's famous fighting unit. Tonight's adventure, Anniversary in Holland. Outskirts of the town in Nazi-held Holland, there stands an old Dutch mansion. In spite of its weathered appearance, the house retains, within and without, an air of gentility and dignity. An air reflected by its owners, the two Van Orden sisters, Gretchen and Wilhelmina. They sit now in the front of the living room fire, drinking tea, with a visitor, Captain Brutze of the local Gestapo, who smacks his lips appreciatively as he hands back his cup.
It feels good. Another cup, please, Fräulein Gretchen.
There is no more, Herr Captain.
Then make some more.
But we have no more tea leaves, Herr Captain.
Have you none hidden away? Come now.
We hid nothing.
But we would if we had it to do over again.
Oh, would you, Fräulein?
Yes. When you Nazis first came to Holland, we were too foolish or too frightened to do anything but obey your orders. We have learned a great deal about it since then.
Fräulein, you frighten me.
Someday you will know what fear means.
You too, Fräulein Wilhelmina? Is it a rebellion you are brewing up? The elderly Van Orden sisters against the might of the German Reich? That would be an amusing country. Very amusing.
I am glad you find it so, Herr Captain. But it is getting late and my sister and I would like to be alone.
You see, this is a special evening for us.
How so?
Do you see that photograph on the console over there?
A small boy, about the age of six, I should say.
He was six. Hans Vincent van Orden, our grandnephew.
What about him?
He would have been 9 years ago old today. But he was killed. Killed by a Nazi bomb on Rotterdam.
Regrettable, of course. But such things happen in war. The boy was probably near a military objective when the bomb struck.
No, he was playing in the schoolyard with other small children.
Oh, no, dear, Nina, no tears. That will not bring his hands back now.
I'm sorry, Christian.
We must be strong. That is one thing we have learned from the Nazis. We must be strong when the time comes.
All this talk, you Dutch people are so stupid. Why can you not understand that the Nazis are your friends? If you could only resign yourself to that. Oh, by the way, Fräulein Gretchen, you remember the silver dinner service you gave me the last time I was here?
If you mean the silver service you took from us, I remember it very well. It had been in our family for generations.
I was under the impression that it was a gift of gratitude. However, upon inspection, I found that one of the platters was missing.
You took everything, Herr Captain.
Nevertheless, there was a platter missing upon its arrival in Berlin. Now, under the circumstances, don't you think you should give me something to replace it? Let me see. What is in this big box over here?
Oh, no, no.
You cannot open that, Herr Captain. That chest belongs to my sister, Wilhelmina.
It is locked.
Yes.
Unlock it.
No, no.
Unlock it.
Yes, I will unlock it.
I thought you would. Now, let us see what is inside. Well, look what we have here. These things will delight the heart of my little Anna back in Berlin. Linen sheets, brocade.
Oh, no, no, please, do not take them off. Please, please.
Oh, what is this here?
Oh, no.
A white veil hemmed round with lace?
No. That was to have been my sister's bridal veil.
Her bridal veil?
Yes. And those clothes were to have been her trousseau many years ago. But she died 2 days before the wedding.
Wedding trousseau? Come now, Fräulein. You do not expect me to believe that anyone...
Stop that. Stop it. I tell you, or I will...
You will what, Fräulein? Who is that?
Someone is knocking. I will...
No. I will open the door. Charles.
No,
what are you doing here? Why did you leave your post?
Oh, I guess.
Well, come, speak up. Speak up.
British commando has been discovered.
The commando? Where?
A mile south from here. He was seen coming down by parachute.
What have you done with him? Where is he?
The searchlight picked him up too late. He was able to escape us.
Stupid fool. Notify the commandant immediately. I will conduct a search for him personally.
You are leaving now, Herr Captain?
Yes. But I will be back as this impudent commando is safely in our hands. And I will want that bridal veil, Fräulein Wilhelmina. Put it back carefully in the chest. Good night.
The brute. But Wilhelmina, you're not crying anymore.
No, you were right. This is no time for tears, even for one so timid as I. If only there were some way to strike back at these thieves.
Murderers.
Yes. Little Han, dead 3 years. On the day, he would be 9 years old.
The time may not be far off, Wilhelmina. Some day soon, British and Americans will strike from the west, as the Russians are now striking from the east. On that day...
Oh, if only we were not so old and helpless.
What is that? Somebody tapping at the French window.
The captain? Back already?
No, he will come by the front door.
Who is this time of night?
I'd better open it.
To be careful, Gretchen. Who are you?
A friend. Can I come in?
A friend?
A British commando.
Oh, commando. Yes, come quickly.
Thanks. I'll just shut this window. I think I gave him the slip, but no sense in taking chances.
You are the commando who just came down by parachute.
Who told you that?
The captain. You see, he was here.
What captain?
Captain Rutte, the Gestapo.
Gestapo? Say, what is this?
Do not be alarmed, commando. The captain is no friend of ours. He came here tonight, as he always does, to take from us what little we have left.
Yeah?
He left when one of his men came to tell him you had been seen. That was how we knew.
Oh, so that's how it is.
But why did you come here?
They were closing in on me. I saw your light and decided to take a chance.
I'm glad that you lived. Our name is Van Orden, Commando. This is my sister, Wilhelmina. I am Gretchen.
I'm glad to know you, ladies. I'm an American. My name is Davis. Chips to my friends.
Won't you come to the fire, Mr. Chips?
Thanks. I could do with a bit of heat. Get this pack off my back for a while.
Is it dynamite?
Is that what the honeys think I'm carrying?
I don't know.
I suppose that's what they think. Gretchen, how far is it to a canal to the east of here called Sordruchen?
About 5 miles, I should say.
I see. It's past midnight, but would you mind if I stayed here for an hour or so?
You are welcome to anything we have. Stay as long as you like.
You could get away from the window.
What's the matter?
Oh, I saw a light, someone carrying a flashlight coming up the road.
Is it a Nazi?
I'll slide behind these curtains and take a look.
Can you see anything?
Wait a minute. Yes, Heinies, coming up the road to the house. And after me, I just got about time to get out the back way. Oh, wait a minute.
What is it?
Seem to have found something. Yeah, they're splitting up, sending men around back.
Then how can you leave?
I don't know. Some of them are coming up to the door.
Well, we must hide you.
Of course, Wilhelmina.
You know what you're saying, don't you? If I'm caught here...
Yes.
It'll mean death for both of you.
We are not afraid. We are afraid often for a chance to help.
Yes, we are old, and the Nazis laugh at us. Until now, there has been nothing we could do.
Okay, if you feel that way, where'll it be?
The attic?
No, that's the first place I'll look, that and the cellar. Maybe a closet upstairs, behind clothes.
The chest.
What?
The chest. This big box over here. I'll take out some of the clothes.
Oh, but Wilhelmina,
that's the captain's knock, Gretchen. Do you not recognize it? And he's already looked through the chest once this evening. Why should he search it again?
You are right. Here, I've put these clothes you have taken out into the closet. Yeah. Get in, Commando.
Right. Put my pack down there at my feet.
Yeah.
All right, come on in, Miss Maureen.
There. Okay. And now my bridal veil on top. Just as it was. Open the door, Gretchen. No, wait, look. Those footprints. There was mud on the commander's
boots. Invite them as fast as you can. Quickly, I cannot delay any longer.
All right. I've cleaned up some of them in my scarf.
But, Herr Captain.
What took you so long?
Well, we were not expecting you back tonight.
I'm sure you were not, Fräulein Gretchen.
My sister and I had already gone upstairs. That is why it took me so long to open the door for you.
I see. Strange that you left the lights burning down here if you had already gone upstairs.
Well, you see...
Yeah, but we often do that, Captain, for protection.
Very likely. Now tell me where he is.
Who?
The British commando.
The British? But, Herr Captain, how should we know where he is?
I suppose you have not even seen him. Well, then we shall have to search the house till we have found him.
Hold up, Franz.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
Go upstairs and search the room. Pay particular attention to the attic.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
Now, search the cellar. Then the kitchen and the other rooms on this floor.
Go ahead, Captain.
But what is the meaning of this? I do not understand what...
The British commando is hiding in this house.
But that's ridiculous. What...
You have a freshly dug tulip bed outside your house. Have you not?
Yes.
Across by tulip bed, fresh footprints lead to your window. And that window can only be opened from the inside. Therefore, you must have let the commando in.
Footprints? Is that all you're worried about, Herr Captain?
It is enough, Fräulein Wilhelmina.
Oh, but those, Gustavus, from the village, made those prints. Do you not remember this?
Why?
He called late this afternoon asking for work. I remember speaking to him sharply for walking through the tulip bed.
Unfortunately for your story, Fräulein, the footprints lead only one way. Through the window. There are none going back.
True enough, Herr Captain. We were so sorry for Gustavus that we invited him in for a hot cup of soup. Then we sent him home the back way.
Indeed. And you ask me to believe you permitted this villager to enter without cleaning his boots?
What do you mean?
Look for yourself. Footprints on the floor.
Footprints?
Mud tracks. Now, let us see where they lead. Someone tried to wipe them up.
But of course, this afternoon... Wilhelmina, you must have overlooked those marks by the window. It was very careless of me.
There, Sugar, Franz.
Nein, Herr Captain. We searched thoroughly.
And your car?
No trace, Herr Captain.
And that leaves only this room. So tracks for the window. You are quite sure the rest of them were wiped up this afternoon?
But of course. It was very careless of my sister. She should have been more thorough.
Please, Herr Captain, it is late.
Silence, Fräulein.
But, Herr Captain, you must see that there is no place here for one to hide.
Perhaps that chest, Herr Captain.
Chest? No. Mountain.
It would be large enough. It would be a fine place to hide in.
Be still. I will give the order here.
Your order, Captain.
I will open it if you like. The veil for your little honor is still there. I will unlock
it. Never mind.
But it is no trouble.
Enough of this. Leave that chest alone. It is quite clear what has happened. You heard us returning and sent the commando out by the back door before my men were posted there. Out there, men. We will continue the search.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
As for you, Fräulein, do not think this is the end of matters. You are still suspected of aiding an enemy of the Third Reich to escape. Guten Abend.
Is the Abbey, Gretchen?
Yes. Yes, I understand. They are moving off toward the field. Then I can open the chest.
I did not think he would look here. He did not want his men to see those things he planned to steal from. You can come out, Mr. Chip. They've gone.
Yeah, I heard them. I heard everything. All I can say is thanks.
They did not find you. That is all that matters.
More important still, they did not find this.
Ah, yes, the mysterious pack that does not contain dynamite.
No, something a lot more explosive.
What?
It's a small radio transmitter, Miss Wilhelmina. When it's set up, arrangements have been made to broadcast United Nations news to the people in this part of Holland. Bring them the truth about what's going on in the world.
Oh, that is good. The truth is more explosive than dynamite. But why did you tell us this?
Because I wanted you to realize what you've done tonight. Not just saving me. You've been two soldiers fighting to help free Holland.
Soldiers?
That's it, Miss Wilhelmina. If it's all right with you now, I'll stay here a few more minutes and give those heinies a chance to quiet down.
And then where will you go?
I've got to reach that canal before daybreak. Tomorrow at dusk, I'm supposed to make contact with a barge operated by an underground worker named Heinrich Zien.
A barge?
Yes. The radio transmitter is going to be installed in Heinrich's barge. That way, continually moving up and down the canal, it'll be hard for the Heinrich to locate.
But then, I mean, after you have delivered this transmitter, how will you get back to England?
Now, don't you worry about that. I ride Heinrich's barge to the coast. Then the underground smuggles me out with a fishing fleet, and a British destroyer picks me up in the North Sea. Mm.
But you say you are not going to meet this barge until tomorrow at dusk.
No, but I've got to travel during the night and hide out through the day in an old windmill on the canal bank. I wouldn't have a prayer of covering that 5 miles in daylight.
Well, you would if nobody saw you. If you were driven to the windmill hidden in a conveyance.
Of course, Gretchen, our horse and wagon.
What?
It is too dangerous for you to go out tonight, Commando. It is not enough to waste prowling the countryside all night looking for you.
They can drive you to the canal tomorrow afternoon when it is safe.
Well, thanks, Miss Gretchen, but I can't let you.
Why not?
Too risky. You've already done enough for me.
But, Commando Chief, as you told us yourself, we are not doing it for you, but for Holland.
Yeah, I know.
But... Gretchen is right. If you only knew what your coming here is meant to us, giving us a chance to do something. You see that picture over there, the little boy?
Yeah?
Our grandnephew, the child we love most dearly in this world, murdered by Nazi bombs the day they invaded Holland.
Oh, that's tough.
That was 3 years ago. 3 years ago today. And every night since then, Gretchen and I have sat here, two old women, helpless and alone, with hatred in our hearts, unable to fight or even to help those who do fight. Now you've given us the chance. Do you think we care about the risk?
No. No, I guess not.
Then it is settled. Tomorrow afternoon, we will. How many Nazis are on the road?
How much farther to the windmill, Miss Willamere?
Oh, now. First, we cross a small bridge, then the windmill is beyond.
Okay, and the time is right. It's starting to get dark.
Chris, get back under the seat. We have come in sight of that small bridge, and there is a guard on it.
Probably still on the lookout for me.
Then they will stop us?
Try to drive past him. He's got a search on his mind. There's only one thing to do.
You mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's how it's got to be.
We understand. Is there anything we can do to help?
Well, I'd like to make it a quiet job. If you could distract his attention for a minute, give me a chance to get out of here and ask.
Yeah, leave that to us. Quiet now. We're coming up to you.
Quiet! Throw the horse up at the side of the road.
What do you want?
I have orders to search all vehicles crossing this bridge. Get down from the carriage.
But what do you think we're hiding? We have...
Get down from the carriage.
Very well. Sir, are you satisfied? Come, Gretchen.
Come on, come on. Get down out of there. You too.
All right, but let's go of
you
my
arm. You are joking, but... I tell you to get out. That's better.
Oh, my arm, you are hurt. Let go of my sister, you will let go.
Oh, Joe, you strike me with your umbrella. I'll teach you Dutch women a lesson.
That is kind, Fritz. You all right, Miss Gretchen?
Oh, yes, I am.
You killed him. Yes, now pull him over to the side of the road. Better hide him.
Yes, that's right. It would not be good if they found him.
Now, that'll be all right. It's too late to catch him now. Boy, did he pick a nice time for it.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, it isn't far now to the windmill. Look, you can see it there across the fields, high on the canal bank. Commando Chip, you must hurry to it.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's a patrol.
Yeah, there are motorbikes. Okay, we've got to run for it across this field.
Really?
Right. And listen, you two, run ahead of me with your hands up.
Oh, but why?
Because they've got to think you're my prisoners. Then if we get caught, you've got a story they might believe.
But this...
No buts. Get moving.
Oh, all right. Come, Wilhelmina. All right. Oh. What will we do at the mill?
Hold them off until we can think of something. I hope.
Hardly. The light is failing.
Yeah. That'll help. Can you... Wait a minute. Can they get over that stile? Stretch it. Up you come.
Yes.
That's it. Now keep your hands up. Come on, Wilhelmina.
I'm all right.
That's it. They're after us, all right. Keep going toward the windmill. I'll be right behind you. Now, that'll slow them up for a minute.
Come on, Mr. Chip. You're almost there.
Right with you. Open the door. In you go. That's better. Now, let's get up to the second floor. Come on, up these stairs. Come on. Now, please get a break. Henry's barge will be coming into sight soon.
They'll see you. Get on it.
Not if I play my cards right. The canal bank is high on this side. All we have to do is keep the Nazis back in the field so that they can't see over the embankment.
Yes, that's right.
And if we could just keep them from the edge of the bank, they won't be able to see the barge or us when we get on it.
Can you see them now, Mr. Chip?
Wait a minute. Yeah, they're crawling over that stile. Let's send them back again. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, hold this gun a minute, Miss Gretchen. We're going to climb up to this window and see if Henry's barge.
Is it in sight yet, Mr. Chip?
No, but there's a bend in the canal just above. When it comes, it'll come quickly. For the love of Mike, the scratches.
Gretchen, you were shooting the commando's gun.
I had to. There were two of them trying to sneak up to the canal bank.
Oh, good for you. You ever shot a gun before?
No, but I watched you closely. There seemed to be no more than pulling the trigger. But it hurt my shoulder.
Now, you hold it tight. Up like this. Two more trying the same game.
I want to learn how to shoot two commandos.
Now with a Tommy gun, Miss Wilhelmina. Here, you take my automatic.
How do I shoot this?
Just brace it on the windowsill and pull the trigger.
I didn't
know. Keep on shooting both of you. I'm going up again and look for the bar.
Gretchen. Yes, Wilhelmina. You think of it. Yesterday, we were two helpless old women.
I'm thinking of it every time I fire this gun.
It's coming. Henderson's barge is coming down the canal, swinging in towards the high bank.
Good. Then you go down to it, Commando. We can't keep shooting until you are safely away.
What do you mean? I'm safely away. I'm not going to leave you two here.
You must go. The radio transmitter to carry the truth over the countryside. That is the important thing. And if someone does not keep shooting, the Nazis may see the barge.
Yeah, but after what you've done...
You must not be afraid for us, two old women who have lived our lives. If we have to die, this would be the best way for Holland.
Nothing doing.
I said if we have to die, but I do not think we will.
What do you mean?
There is a way. Come, I will tell you while you go downstairs. If I convince you, then will you go?
Yeah, but...
Wilhelmina, keep shooting.
Yes,
I will convince him and I will be back. Come, Commando, I will tell you my plan.
That will teach you to keep your distance. And you are not such good shots either.
Oh, it's empty. Gretchen, come.
Wilhelmina, are you all right?
Yes. The commando didn't get safely away.
He jumped aboard from the old landing stage with the radio transmitter. The barge does not even have to slow down. It is gone now. They will never see it in the darkness. But why are you not shooting?
The gun is empty.
Oh,
at least we have done something for Holland. There's nothing to do now but wait.
Oh, yes, there is.
But what? Gretchen, did you really mean it when you said you had a plan? What are you doing with that rope?
Just stand still.
But what did you tell Chief?
You will.
They're wondering why the shooting has stopped up here.
But, Gretchen, why are you tying me up?
Yes. This won't hurt you. Sit down on that box.
I don't...
There. Now I'll throw the guns out the window into the canal. One... I'll fix myself up as well as I can.
Oh. Now, but
don't try to talk. If they come in, just support me in everything I say. Quiet now.
That's the truth.
What is it, Tom?
The two found and dead.
Yes, it's true. Release them at once.
Oh, Captain, you came just in time.
What happened?
The commandos, those terrible commandos. They tied us up and threatened to kill us.
Commandos? But there was only one, and he was seen in your company.
Only one, you say? No, Captain, there were 100 at least. The brutes,
Oh, there, Wilhelmina. It's all right now. The captain has come to take care of us.
Tell me the truth. Was there more than one?
Yes, Herr Captain. There was only one on the road. The one who killed your guard and dragged us out of our wagon. But when he drove us here, there were a dozen at least.
A dozen?
Well, perhaps six. I was so terrified. They were so horrible. They seemed many more.
Where did they go? Come to your senses, woman. Tell me, where did they go?
I do not know that. They left us bound, and we couldn't see. But I think they said something about the Garnsbrook.
Garnsbrook? So that is why they came. To dynamite the assembly plant at Garnsbrook. Carl!
No, Herr
Captain. Run to the nearest telephone. The Garnsbrook headquarters must be warned at once.
No, Herr Captain.
Franz, the rest of you, come with me. We must begin at once to block the bridges and search on the road.
Block the bridges. Yes, search all you want to. But you will never find him. He will escape. And he will come again. And again, with others to help him. Yes, do what you like to us, In the end, it will not matter. You will never be able to kill the spirit of the Dutch people. There will be other radio transmitters to spread the truth among us. And that truth will prevail.
People of Holland, this is the voice of Holland speaking. Tonight, on the eve of the third anniversary of the Axis invasion of the Low Countries, we have been put under police martial law by the Germans. Thousands of our fellow countrymen have been arrested. This is because the Germans are worried. They know an Allied invasion is coming soon. Today, the Allied communique in North Africa reports that already 50,000 captured Germans and Italians have been counted. More are still surrendering. Three German divisional commanders and their staff are now in Allied hands. This afternoon, 400 American planes carried out the heaviest daylight raid of the war in the Mediterranean war zone. They bombed Palermo in Sicily and caused very great damage. On land, the Axis is still retreating as fast as possible for Cape Bon. The Allied communique says it looks like the German Air Force has withdrawn from the battle. We know that the day of liberation for our beloved land is not far off. But until that day comes, men of Holland, and women and children too, continue the fight against the Nazi tyrants. Fight to the hour of victory.
You have been listening to Chip Davis Commando, Columbia's weekly series about an American in Britain's famous fighting unit. Chip Davis Commando is directed by John Beach, with music by Charles Paul, and is produced for Columbia by Robert Louis Cheyenne. Join us again next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Wartime for another story with Chip Davis and the men of the United Nations who share his adventures in the Commandos. The adventure, Convoy to America, in which Chip Davis sees action on the Atlantic en route to the United States.